Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again.
Little Chicago bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating. He's with Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org. Also, folks, I encourage you to find his book, Warrior Monk. It's about, he calls it a Pastor Stephen Grant novel by Ray Keating, Warrior Monk. It's a different kind of book. And if you like fiction, you'll love this. And I've got my copy, Ray. Thanks for that, by the way. They can find that wherever books
You're
are sold.
Welcome.
They can find it wherever books are sold.
And by the way, there is a beautiful sword-wielding economist in this book. So that's what.
Oh, right. I love that. it makes me think of you, Ray, when I see that.
There you go.
you know, in the previous segment, we were talking about whether the current current fiscal crisis that we're in America. In order to solve it, I was making the statement that some people might not agree with that. That this is tantamount to our challenge in World War II, and you said it could be worse. But here's what makes it worse: look at who the enemy is. You know, that great possum philosopher Bogo said, "We have seen the enemy, and he is us."
Yeah, right. Well, my point with World War II is that people understood what the mission was at the time, and they also understood that, or they expected, and it did happen to a certain degree that government spending would come back down once the war was over. This is a different scenario.
Well, we're fighting each other.
We heard these promises that, oh, yeah, this is going to be temporary and we don't really want to do this. But you know what? When you look at the numbers and you look at the budget projections, there is no, you know, when you look at the budget projections from the president's budget, there is no reduction coming in terms of government spending. It's just we're at this level. We might have 1 year where there's a temporary cut, but we're just going to keep chugging along here,
right.
And that's the scary thing.
We've got to start demanding more of our folks. Ray, as we wrap up, I want to talk about inflation. You know, the way the government measures inflation is sans food and energy. Are they going to have to rethink that? Because that's where a lot of the higher costs are coming these days. And it seems disingenuous to say inflation is under control and all the while commodities are going up, energy is going up, food's going up. It's putting pressure on people, and it's not making them feel like inflation is not going up, does it?
Yeah, well, inflation is going up. I mean, you have to understand, first off, I mean, that's what the Fed emphasizes. This is Ben Bernanke. He wants to emphasize inflation, less food and energy.
Well, it's not just him. Greenspan did it, too.
Oh, but you're absolutely right. But let's pick on him because he's in there.
Okay.
And he's doing a particularly bad job. I mean, actually, I would argue he's far worse. You know, Greenspan, relatively speaking, did a pretty good job. Ben Bernanke is taking monetary policy in the completely wrong direction. I put out a statement this week and I asked, what economic planet is Ben Bernanke on?
What's the sky look like?
Because he's talking about inflation being subdued and so on and so on. The numbers are out this week, and if you look at CPI inflation and you have to include food and energy, otherwise you're no longer talking about inflation. Inflation is a rise in the general price level. It's not
right.
A rise in the price level except for these things.
Right.
And when you look at the whole picture, if you annualize what we've seen in the last 6 months, we're running at an inflation rate of 3.6%.
Yeah.
If you just take the last three months, we're running at 5.2%. So inflation's here.
And see, I used the term with Bob McTeer earlier this week of a little bit of stagflation. He disagreed with me. But see, when I've got small business owners out there who are feeling the pinch of higher prices in their goods that they're selling, but they don't have a kind of economy that allows them to raise their prices, they don't have any pricing power, tell me how that's different from stagflation.
Yeah, the threat is clearly on the stagflation front. So I think you're right. Because I think we're going to have an underperforming economy going forward. We're going to have some quarters where it's good and some quarters where it's going to be very uneven. But I think overall, compared to where we should be during a recovery, we're going to be underperforming for a variety of reasons. And then you've got the Fed, who has loosened monetary policy at an unprecedented level, never before experienced in this country, since September 2008. And eventually, you know, I've been arguing ever since this started back in late 08 and 09 that inflation was going to come. It's just a matter of when, not, you know.
And the only the people who have benefited the most, and I hate to come back to my original a thing that I was irritated about, Ray, the people who benefited most from that monetary policy has been Wall Street.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
not Main Street. Main Street's still having a hard time. And Ray, that's...
Ultimately, nobody's benefited because this was supposed to help the economy, and it hasn't.
And that's exactly right. Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you
next time. I appreciate it, Jim.
We'll see you next time. The book is called Warrior Monk by Ray Keating. Check it out, folks. You'll like it. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.